I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Cardinal Stage Company is presenting If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. It opens on the 18th and then continues through the 27th. Performances during the day and on the evenings at the Waldron Arts Center. Our guests are two of the actors from the show, McCary Reynolds and Mike Price. Gentlemen, thanks very much for joining us.
Well, thank you for having us here.
Thank you.
Mike, a long-term fixture on the arts scene here, is an actor and also a producer and a technical director. And McCary Reynolds, a little bit new to me. McCary, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I graduated from Harmony School just a couple weeks ago, and I'm going to be going to Columbia College up in Chicago in the fall. Studying acting, and I've been doing theater around Bloomington since about fourth grade or so, and I staged managed a Cardinal's production of Boom last semester.
So you guys are both deeply into both the technical and the onstage aspects. Who's designed the set for this particular show?
Sarah Sandberg designed the set, and also doing the props, which she has courageously always done for Cardinal and on all our massive shows, and she's just spectacular.
It's amazing how she adapts to each show, because it's amazing just things she finds and makes, and she's a quality person.
People have seen some of Sarah's work at the high schools as well here in Bloomington.
That's right. I know she designed sets for them as well.
Yeah, both North and South, I think.
I'm not sure about that.
And we also have some original music that's being worked up for the show.
By Mr. Tom Berich, who will be playing, I believe, keyboard, among other things. We're going to be actually working with him today. So I don't know yet what it will be, but we definitely, after working on the show, we're like, you know, this really needs underscoring, works with the show. And we didn't want to use, you know, we always try and work with live musicians. I think it's a richer experience for folks than a tape recording or something like that. So that's our plan.
We're talking with two of the actors for the upcoming production of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie, Mike Price and McCary Reynolds, about the production. Mike, who do you play in the show?
I play Mouse, or the Mouse, which I was actually excited about when we planned the show for the season, because I looked over the script and knew it was going to be sort of a physical role, and I'm excited to be able to do it. I love playing physical roles and getting into that kind of fun. I don't always get to do them, so.
People who enjoy the family shows that Cardinal has done in the past may remember you from Frog and Toad, in addition to some of your other rather darker dramatic roles that you've played with them. Now, if Mike is playing the mouse, McCary, who does that leave you playing?
The boy. Or boy, whatever you like.
If you give a mouse a cookie, how does the boy react? How does he work with the mouse? What's the story here?
It's a boy who's been left on his own for the first time. His mother's out, and it's this boy trying to be as polite as he can and keep his temper down with this mouse, and kind of try and give the mouse what he needs and not be a rude host, basically.
And that begins if you give a mouse a cookie.
Then he'll want a glass of milk.
And on and on.
And so on and so forth. And
et cetera.
And the boy continues to accommodate him as
much
as he can.
The mouse is a boisterous and needy visitor.
And this is described as a messy production.
Yes.
Has he seen rehearsals? Yes, indeed. There are many props. And
many props that go.
The disaster
all over the
expands
stage.
Throughout the show as the mouse creates new messes.
Yeah.
We've been talking with Mike Price, who plays the mouse, and McCary Reynolds, who plays the little boy, in the upcoming production of If You Give a Mouse a Cookie. It's based on the book by Laura Nemiroff, a production of the Cardinal Stage Company at the Waldron Arts Center. It opens on Friday the 18th and continues with performances through June 27th. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.